Around cattle country on the Southeast Ag Network. Well, thanks to the results of an 18-month effort by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and National Pork Board, approval has been given for retailers to use new packaging for fresh beef and pork. Ashley Hughes with the Florida Beef Council explains what this means.
There is going to be a new naming system in place at the retail level for different beef and pork cuts. The purpose behind this is being able to create a meat label that is accessible for consumers, that they understand it really promotes the common names of different meat cuts that are out there. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that consumers understand what it is that they're buying, how to cook it, how to make it as delicious as possible for their family. And we don't want them to be confused whenever they step up to the meat case. And we're so excited about this new naming system and how it's hopefully going to make things easier for consumers.
Ashley said the new packaging will help clear up confusion consumers currently experience at the meat case.
If you look at one of the old meat labels, for instance, if you're looking at the Flatiron steak, what it may say is beef shoulder, top blade, steak, boneless Flatiron. To a consumer that doesn't necessarily know what that means, those are a lot of words. They don't understand. They don't know how to cook it. They don't know what to do with it. And now with the new naming system, they're going to focus on the common name. They'll say Flatiron steak. And then underneath that, it'll say boneless, top blade, shoulder steak. Something to make it easier for them to say, okay, well, this is what it's called. This is where the steak comes from. And then there's going to be cooking suggestions underneath that. So really, this is just being able to reach the consumer at the point of sale and hopefully be able to increase sales of beef cuts as well as pork.
She said this is an industry-wide partnership between the Beef Board and the Pork Board, as they want consumers to feel more comfortable when purchasing meat for their families. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.